He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, my good friends and neighbors. It has certainly been a very interesting week. Seems like every week is somewhat of an interesting week these days. But I gotta tell you, I'm rather excited. This week, I bought my first pair of pants, size 38. My first pair that size since I was about 16 years old, anyway. Just a few years back, I wore a size 54. No kidding. I weighed right about 350 pounds, but I'm happy to report that as of today, I weigh 211. I still have a few pounds to lose, but boy, do I like the way I look in the mirror. It feels good. I didn't deliberately change my diet or even change my activity level, but I did deliberately change one thing, my mindset. You know, once you change your way of thinking, so many times the other things you need to change will come out easier and more naturally. Now, I'm not telling you this for a giant pat on the back or a loud and hearty attaboy. I know there are people, friends of mine, who struggle with things, and I just want to encourage you that if you concentrate on changing you instead of that one thing, you can make it happen. I started by taking walks, not for exercise, but for time to think, meditate, and pray. They were slow walks and long at first, but then I started reading books, and before I knew it, I was skipping a few meals, quite unintentionally, just so I could continue or even finish the book. I started with thinking and reading. The benefits were just fringe. Think about it. I sure do hope that is encouraging to someone. But right now, I want to encourage you with some fun music. Let's get started right now, friends. This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
Baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
no more. Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to me?
That was Ray Charles with Hit the Road, Jack. Here's Shakin' Stevens with Tear It Up.
We'll be right back.
it looks like the state of Minnesota has a new record on their hand. A 64-year-old Western Minnesota man has been arrested for driving while intoxicated for the 28th time, according to prosecutors. Danny Lee Betcher of New York Mills was charged in Otter Tail County District Court with felony-level drunken driving and refusing to submit to a preliminary breath test. Betcher, who had a valid yet restricted driver's license at the time of his arrest, remains jailed in lieu of $100,000. Betcher has spent 4 years in prison. He's now facing 7 years, and by the way, he's been ordered to treatment at least a dozen times. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to a neighborhood store. My head was bobbling from a 9 to 4. I said, you'd better hurry as she went out the gate. My system needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six-pack when she got back, but it was...
Root beer.
Well, now you can just imagine I was shocked to death. For nearly 20 minutes couldn't get my breath. My mind began to wonder would I ever get well. I leave it to my baby, well you can't never tell. Cause everything went numb when I saw what she brung. It was
root beer.
My doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But if a pain went black when I looked in the stack, it was
root beer.
Begin to thinking I'd be better off dead. But then I just remembered about my old Uncle Ned. He's got a little business squeezing juice out of corn. And I began to praise the day my uncle was born. Cause you can't get any kicks when you're in this fix out of
root beer.
My doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But everything went black when I looked in the sack. It was
root beer.
Johnny Carson once said, in Hollywood, if you don't have a shrink, people think you're crazy. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Bye.
Friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. And again, all of my thanks goes to the stations and networks that carry the program. Don't forget that today's program is underwritten by SudsySoapery.com and MySudsyCrate.com. That's where I get my products that I've used to turn my bathroom into my own personal spa. The checkout code is always the word Jason. Now, don't forget to spend special quality time with the ones you love this week. And of course, you know that I'm most importantly referring to the children. That's the way we'll bring back the nickel soda pop, not the beverage, but the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy here in America. Go to my website at jasonkirtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out the blog and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to all the fun we have here every week, right here, right now. You know it. This is the Jason Kirtman Show.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do. Don't know why I love you.
This week's trivia question: what actor was known as Singing Sandy early in his career? The answer is coming up right here on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, my daddy was a hard-shelled Alabama preacher. My mama was a dedicated Sunday school teacher. My brother went to college, got a PhD. Daddy said the only dude in the family was me. He said, boy, you ain't never gonna amount to thing. You sit around with that silly-looking guitar and sing. You hang around them Duke joints most of your time, making music like some wild man done lost his mind, going oof, hook it. Now what's that supposed to mean? And sock it to me. You're just a wild man, boy. That guitar, you just pack up your stuff. So I left with my guitar and organized me a band. Call myself the Alabama Wild Man. Well, I worked in every joint from New York to the Gulf, singing songs for pennies, never making enough. Many nights I lived on coffee and cold sardines, soda crackers and pork and beans. But friends, I finally went to Music City, USA. Said I'm the Alabama Wild Man, folks, I'm here to stay. Took my guitar and showed what I was talking about. So we made a little record and we put it out with me going hook it, boy, hook it, hook it again, sock it to that guitar. Well, now I'm driving Cadillacs a city block long. and the Alabama wild man can do no wrong. Cause I'm selling them records and I'm working them shows, and people love me everywhere I go. But friends, a funny thing happened about a week or so back. I worked a show in my hometown and the place was packed. And guess who was sitting out on the front row seat? Well, my daddy, grinning up at me, patting his feet, yelling, "Swaggy your daddy, wild man! Hook it, boy! Hook it! Play that guitar, son! Show him!" Yeah, that's my boy, all right. Taught him everything he knows. Bought him his first guitar. Keep them checks coming in, boy. We gonna pave the drive next week.
This week's trivia question was, what actor was known as Singing Sandy early in his career? If you guessed the Duke, John Wayne, you're right.
I met him on a Monday and my heart was filled. They do run, 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 they do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. They do run, 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 they do run, run. Yes, my heart was filled. Yes, his name was Bill. And when he walked me home, they do run, 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 they do run, run.
Someone once said, if you think only sunshine brings you happiness, then you have not danced in the rain.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling in day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where he said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but kept traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
But my way was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Laura Ingalls Wilder once wrote, "Some old-fashioned things like fresh air and sunshine are hard to beat."
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Hey, fuss with my woman, talk with my kids, sweat to lime, wrinkle and gray. Nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Lord of Galant, oh, tell God in my eyes, send out the silver lining. Lift me to paradise.
Lucky, lucky,
show me that river. Wash all my troubles away. But that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me on across, wash all my troubles away. But that lucky old sun had nothing to do but roll around heaven.
Well, friends and neighbors, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this beautiful day with you right here on The Jason Kirtman Show. Don't forget that if you're planning any vacations or personal getaways, check out all we have to offer right here in the beautiful Land of Enchantment. You can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at my website, which is at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Today's program is underwritten by my good friends at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, where the checkout code is always the word Jason. Don't forget to spend quality time with the ones you love, especially those children. I'm going to leave you with a great pianist, Mr. Floyd Kramer, with Hang On. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station. God bless.